Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, one of the reasons I didn't even listen yesterday is this whole DQ, AP, wit.
Yeah.
So if I think it's asinine, I can't even believe people are saying that. But one thing about the offense that I am curious what you think, because I don't want Cliff to go. I think Cliff is invested in the team with his quarterback. But the one thing that is weird to me, like I didn't feel like watching the game, and I haven't rewatched yet. I've only watched it the one time. I don't feel like we really made a commitment to run the ball.
Didn't.
And
yeah, they didn't.
I don't know whether we could or couldn't, because
there was
a
commitment.
Like
there was a commitment on designed runs and quarterback keepers, not a commitment for Bill in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to get more into that on the other side. I appreciate you, Jason, as always. Good to hear from you. 3 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond. Team 980. Stay with us. More of your calls plus Dan Quinn at about 3:15.
Mahomes off the hands of Kelce and picked by Wagner. And now each side.
All right, Bobby Wagner with the batted up pick off Kelce's hands. Second possession, second takeaway for the Commanders. Again, they would almost get three. They got two. It was even 2-2. They needed to be plus two. They didn't get that. But at least they had some signs of life. And that's part of what kept them in that game and led to a 7-7 game at the half. All right, back to the calls we go, because we got a bunch of you guys. I want to try and get through as many of you as we can. Let's get to Jackie first up here in the 3 o'clock hour. What's up, Jackie? How are you? Jackie?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there we go.
I'm sorry. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, Jack?
I'm going to be quick because I know you got...
Yep, no problem.
I know you got other calls, but the one caller had said something that I had already been saying for a couple of weeks now is Jamison Crowder. He knows your playbook. Why wouldn't you go pick him up if you are missing receivers? Because to me, I feel like he can be a security blanket, not just for Jaden, but also for Marcus Mariota.
I don't know the answer to that, Jackie. I don't think anybody has asked it. I've wondered about it. I've thought about it a lot over the offseason. I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. Instead, they went out and Robbie Chosen and this guy and that guy, and then they just cut Robbie Chosen yesterday when those two guys came back, Debo and Terry. I don't know what the answer is. They must not like something, clearly.
So another thing I was thinking about was, I hear people saying Jaden's having a sophomore slump, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I feel like Cliff Kingsbury is having a sophomore slump because everybody is figuring out his play calling. And the reason why I say that is because why do you keep running the wide receiver screen and it has not worked for you all night? You were losing yards. And I'm not understanding why we can't, like, you're 3rd and 1 and you can't go on the center. You can do a toss. You can do a play action. You can do a toss to your running back. They didn't run on the outside yesterday. Yeah. It's like everything was up the middle. And I'm like, well, our offensive line, for some reason, hasn't been getting people out of the way. So, I mean, like, what can we honestly do? I don't know.
I think the reason why they don't go under center a lot is because they don't want to add more to the component of the dropback, right? You have to read defenses. You have to read your receivers on the drop, match your footwork, pattern, all that stuff, right? And to me, I think they need to do it more, but I understand it with Jaden. But Marcus has been around for 10 years.
I say that because of the 3rd and 2 and the 4th and 1. So let's say you ran that under, let's say you under center, you 3rd and 1. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mariota is 6'4", but if you 3rd and 1, you run under center, then you might be inches away if you don't get the first down. Then you do so. I just don't like the pass. And it's like, I just don't like the passing on the short yardage plays because I just feel like sometimes they I think defense is swarming on it.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thank you, Jackie. Appreciate it. As far as the wide receiver screens, listen, they're trying to get rid of the football. I know it's sometimes looks like telegraph, like that series that I mentioned. Mariota gets 8.5 on first down. And then Ertz gets nothing on a little crosser. And then on 3rd down, they try and throw a quick screen to McCaffrey and almost gets picked. And then on the 4th down, for whatever happened on that particular play, a big miscommunication. A, it's the pass. B, it's Mariota expecting somebody to go deep. And I don't know why. I mean, sometimes teams do that because you're trying to do and call the unexpected. I get it, but sometimes you're out-cuting yourself. And that was also the same drive with the Debo double pitch reverse that got blown up. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get Dontel in here. What's up, Dontel? How are you, bud?
Man, what's going on, Chris?
What's shaking, D?
Dude, man, this was a whole debacle yesterday, man. I mean, they was in it. They had a chance, dude, and they just kept doing dumb stuff, man. I mean, you cannot do that if you're playing in Arrowhead, man. I mean, we open up, the first drive of the game. Debo cannot let that happen. We're moving the football at will. This is something that can't happen if you're playing on the road against Kansas City. Then, I mean, it's 7-7. We played a hell of a first half. Then what do we do in the second half? The dude comes out and botches that kick and pins us up against our own end zone. They just do dumb things, dude. That's the number one thing with us. We got to stop the mistakes that we make. That's a big part of it. But they do need – I'm going to tell you the direction of this team, Chris. I'm going to tell you now. It all depends on what they do with this trade deadline. You have to go and get one of these receivers that's available. I mean, you have – Jacoby Myers, I think he
yep,
wants out.
He's available. Yep.
LA. Yep. You got Rashid Shaheed. I mean, you have to make a pitch at him and stop trying to save this money. We have the money. You need to go and try to find a way to get these guys from that team, pay these guys, and at least give our offense a chance to compete.
The problem, D, is not money in my eyes. It's do you have the draft pick compensation after you made the Tunsil and Lattimore deals?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I know it's going to cost them something. They have to find a way, some way, whatever it is. Because and this is just my opinion, don't try to fix the defense this year at the trade deadline because it's too much we need. So do that on the offseason, but at least this year, give our offense a chance. Just like I said last year when I told them to make a pitch at T. Higgins, they did not do it. They let T. Higgins sign with the Bengals, and so be it.
I got
we
you.
Need somebody else on the offense.
I got you. Thank you, D. I appreciate you as always. Let's go to Jason in Florida. I guess he'd been trying to get in here. Jason, sorry about that. How are you, bud?
Hey, how's it going, Chris?
Hey, Jason. What's going on, man?
Man, last night's game made it crystal clear. This Super Bowl window on J.D. Fye's rookie contract, it's over. We need to really focus on getting better, as getting young talent in here. We need to be big sellers at the deadline. Like, that's it. We need to start looking into the future. We need to get this team ready for J.D. Fye.
I don't disagree with you, but let me ask you this. How is it over? How is it over? It's got to be different, but how is it over?
Because we don't have the talent. We all these players
clearly
on defense.
Yeah,
we're slow. J.D. Fye, like, I'm sorry. This Sunday, every time he plays, he has to put on the cape on this offense. Like, we're going to get him hurt. Like, I feel if he plays this Sunday against York, he's going to have to put on the cape again. And this is why he's been injured, because every time he gets on the field, he has to do extra, because it's just the weapons are not around him. We need, as a franchise, AP and company, need to start focusing on surrounding this kid with talent before this multi-contract deal comes. Because after that, what do we have?
I gotcha.
Quarterback we've had for a long time.
I gotcha.
We cannot mess it up.
I understand your frustration. I think if anybody thinks that Jaden has to be Superman every week, I think that's kind of the wrong approach, but I understand your frustration. I don't think he needs to be Superman. I think Jaden needs to be more efficient than he's been. And I think everybody needs to help out and do a better job than they have been. And that means everybody, coaches, players, offense, defense, special teams across the board. This team did not win 12 regular season game, 14 postseason game, or 14 games combined with the postseason because of one guy, because Jaden constantly played Superman.
Of course, Chris, of course. He made the team better. Last year, he didn't have that defense on the field because of them going fourth down almost every game. He made everybody better.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that, but what I'm saying is they need to elevate their game and be better themselves, right? So, like, A, health, B, like, look at the offensive line. Part of the reason why they haven't been able to run the ball effectively in the last 3 weeks is because the offensive line is getting ambushed at times and not creating the same space that they were earlier in the year. Jason, I got to let you run because we're up against it. We got to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back and peek in on Dan Quinn, see if he's got anything interesting to say next on the Team 980.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, Dan Quinn, Commanders head coach, meeting with the media right now via teleconference. Why don't we duck into that for a couple of minutes? Hopefully.
I'm telling you, like, it might be the computer.
Okay. So we're having a little problem picking up the feed. So just hang tight. Wes is going to try and see if we can get that. In the meantime, we'll go back to the calls and grab as many of you guys as we can. Let's get to Jeff next up. What up, Jeff? How are you?
What's up, Rooster? How you
What's
doing,
up,
brother?
Jeff? What's going on, bud?
So first question is that how come they don't mix it up and put Chris Rodriguez in? That's one.
Right.
And the second one is, why are we running a zone when Kelsey's just basically brushing us?
Well, because they can't play they can't play man well enough. So they're trying to take away the big plays, so that's why they're trying to do that. But like the overall point that I say, they can't play zone either.
Yep.
So it's just trying to it's just trying to limit the bleeding, and then what do? They give up a 13-play 120-yard drive.
Yeah,
you know, which is what happened last night.
The middle, no one chipped him, one touched him. He ran across and caught balls, and I'm trying to figure out why aren't they playing man.
Yeah, well, I can only tell you based on what the eyes tell you and what the numbers tell you and what they say, what they say specifically, but you know, again, they're not good enough in man because they don't have enough speed and they don't have enough quality bodies at this point to blend pass rush and coverage, right, and marry that.
Okay.
So that's the major problem with that.
Okay.
Thanks for
your time, man. I love your show.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. As far as Rodriguez, he was banged up. I'm just double-checking the injury report from last week. He was not – I thought he was not on it. He was not on it. I don't know why they don't like Chris Rodriguez as much as others do. Remember, they didn't use him like down the stretch. They didn't use him. All right, so let's go back to Dan Quinn, see if we can get a couple of minutes in with him to see what he's got to say.
About on the plane, watching it again this morning, watching it, and keep coming back to the same moment of the missed opportunities. And we missed three big ones in the first half. And I think last night somebody might have asked, and it's certainly not the same opportunities, which is exactly why you have to take advantage of them. That's the difference between going into the half tied or going into the half with the lead. Defensively, I saw some things I'm looking for, energy, more speed. I thought, you know, from the offensive side of starting quickly that way, that definitely has to sustain us. We've had to dig ourselves out of a hole before, and we plan on doing that again, but we have to take advantage of our opportunities. That's really the message. So we've got the right people to do it, and I know you guys probably have a lot of injury questions. We haven't had our final medical meeting with some guys still getting scans, et cetera, so I know we meet again tomorrow, so I'll give you a better update. I just don't have enough information to share with you tonight. So all that said, I'll get rocking with you guys and get started about the game.
Okay, Kime.
Real quick, on the injuries, with Jaden, do you have a plan for him for this week?
Yeah, of course we have a plan. So, yeah, like, He had a good rehab session on days are screwed up on Sunday. Team's back out at practice tomorrow, and we plan on him being a part of that.
And then with you talk about the, on defense energy and all that, how did you feel about the McGee, Owens, and them getting more snaps? What did you see from them, and could we see even more of them moving forward?
Yeah, I like the speed that they brought, John. I felt that. Not to say that the game was clean in that way. We had three explosives in the first half in terms of the passing game, but I like the speed that I felt from them. And, yeah, they've earned the right to, you know, have some more ops in there too.
Nikki?
What went into the decision of having Tyler Owens start? And I know you guys have been wanting to get Jordan McGee more time, but for Tyler specifically, kind of what went into the thinking there?
Honestly, we were trying to think about into some man-to-man options. Nikki, that was one of them. The second piece was, could we put him, you know, down in where the action is? We felt like that's always been something with Tyler. But it started, you know, born from some man-to-man, you know, ideas. And, you know, then we'd expand from there. So we didn't want to overload, but, you know, start the package enough that he could go and really go execute it.
And not really specific to the game, but just in general, with, you know, deciding of whether to challenge calls, now that you guys have the different view that the replay officials do, has that changed things for you as you make that decision? Has it helped at all?
I think it helps because it gives a little more time, you know, for the person, you know, who's looking at what the actual replay person is looking at. So I think that's a real advantage, Nikki. That did not used to be the case, and they may have had a view that we weren't aware of, and you know, that was kind of the old line. Well, they had a different view. And so now that it feels more similar, there could still be one. I think it was like Terry's catch against the Raiders came finally from like the, I think it might've been like pylon or something that we did not have a view of. So, but it does feel like you have, you know, more opportunities to see the same viewpoints. And so, yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction for sure.
Tom?
And I'll go back to Nikki on one thing, because somebody asked yesterday about on the fourth down, do you have a chance to challenge on those? And the fourth downs, you don't, just knowing that those are automatically under review. So I just, I don't know if that came up, but I said I did say that last night. I just wanted to make sure I hit that again. Tom, go ahead.
Dan, Brandon Coleman was active yesterday for the first time since week two, I think. What went into that decision, and how do you think he fared at left tackle in place of Laird?
Yeah, Tom, we've been working both. It's a little bit interesting where instead of a normal swing tackle, Brandon's got experience at both left guard and left tackle, and Wiley had experience at right guard and right tackle. So we kind of went into the space of right side and left side as opposed to a swing interior guard. And so because of their experience, we thought that's a good way to go about it. We liked what we had seen from him during the practices. So that's what went into it. And then, you know, like as it goes, games happen and, you know, you go in. So that's how it worked out.
JP?
Hey, man, just so I understand it. So the Ertz fourth down, you guys couldn't have challenged that spot
correct.
If you wanted to.
Correct. Okay. It's automatically reviewed, JP. So on a change of possession,
gotcha.
Those are automatic. So think of it like a scoring play.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then in the first half, you guys were clearly aggressive on fourth down. And in the second half, there was a punt there late. Was there any debate about going for that? Or at that point, had the game just kind of shifted?
Yeah, I thought if we got to a certain marker, we still would have went JP. It wasn't at the spot where I thought, you know, it was at the space we could go. So sometimes it just depends on the distance and, you know, what's a feasible one based on kind of where we're at on the game. So that was it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
David Aldridge.
Dan, what do you think is happening with the run game the last few weeks?
Yeah, we certainly need to get it on track in the best of ways. And I wish I had a better sense to say which ones. We've got a good package. But it has to be, you know, the runs and the play passes. Those have to really be in concert together. We hit a couple of play passes yesterday, which was nice for us to do. Terry had one inside. But we've got to find our ways, even to stick with it some when, you know, there are hard runs to go and one goes for one or zero. It can be frustrating, but you just dig and you keep banging for it and you stay into that spot. And that's, you know, what we'll work to do because it has to be, you know, a bigger part of our game.
All right, that's head coach Dan Quinn. Just a couple of minutes with him just to give you a little taste. But the most important thing there, I think, that we got is Jaden Daniels is planning on practicing tomorrow. Now, should keep in mind, tomorrow, late afternoon practice, I think it's scheduled for 3:45. And it'll be very light, very quick, very limited because of the Monday night schedule and recovery and all that stuff. So keep that in mind that really we won't have a full understanding until Jaden is, say, full go on Thursday. But at least as of right now, it's a good sign, at least as of right now, it's a good sign that they are planning on him to practice or for him to practice tomorrow. Planning. Again, things change. They always do. Things change. All right, let's do this. Let's get a quick trending alert, get the break out of the way, and then we'll come back for a final round of phone calls on the Team 980. Just hang in there, guys. We'll get to you as soon as we can right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, so you just heard it from Dan Quinn. Jaden Daniels expected to practice tomorrow late afternoon as our show is wrapping up in Ashburn as the Commanders get back on the field and get ready for Sunday night football against the Seattle Seahawks. That after the 28-7 ultimately beat down last night in Kansas City, especially in the second half where the Chiefs outscored them 21-0. Apparently Lamar Jackson has revealed to the media that he was the one that requested the ping pong table and other video games and toys and all sorts of stuff to be removed from the Ravens locker room. So that's interesting. As well, Mike Tomlin, he is having to defend and back and support his defensive coordinator, Terrell Austin, amongst the Steelers' defensive woes. They've given up at least 30 points four times in seven games already this year, including a 35-25 loss to the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love on Sunday night. Meanwhile, tonight, the Caps are in Dallas, 8:30 puck drop, 8:15 the coverage on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch it on ESPN television only. No Monumental tonight because of the Frozen Frenzy, part of the ESPN coverage. We talked to Bob Wischusen, who's on the call for tonight's game and could be on the call for Alex Ovechkin's 900th career goal. If you missed it, it's in the podcast on the Odyssey app as well, Spotify and Apple Podcasts for you to check out. Bob Wischusen from yesterday at 1:45. Again, he'll be on the only TV call tonight. And the Wizards are here on the Team 980. Tonight at Capital One Arena against the Philadelphia 76ers, and that's what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day. This is an interesting one. Baseball. Think about that. Dum-dum of the day, 20 minutes away. Well, let's get back to the calls. Ask you to be as short as we possibly can because we got about 5 calls that we want to try and get to. Let's get to Lou, who's been waiting on forever. What's up, Lou? How are you?
Forever, man. What's going on, Rooster?
Got a lot of calls, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm a little depressed, but it is what it is, you know.
I hear you.
Where do we go from here? I think I disagree with Jason from,
from Laurel. Yep.
Not from Laurel.
From Florida.
About Jaden, you know, his 5-year window. Man, this is a year. We're into 18? What is this? Hold on. 20-something games?
Yeah.
I mean, a year and a half, I think it's too early.
It is.
I'm willing to give these coaches a chance until maybe another 2 years and try to get it right because at the end of the day, like I said, it's been a year and a half and you got to give these guys some time, man. Ron is I got to go back to the previous regime, man. He's what he did to this organization is I'm going to file some criminal charge against him because it's real bad, man. The roster is horrible, man. At the end of the day, I thought we kind of upgraded, but we did in a sense of, you know, some of the guys are hurt and they're not on the field, so I'm willing to give these guys a chance. I'm not into the firing thing, you know, but as far as, you know, us trying to make a run at the playoff, I mean, they need a miracle. So, I'm not into these firing these coaches and things like that. I'm going to give them maybe like 2 more years, maybe until we build that stadium up and you know, come with Kyle Shanahan or something, you know, hire him and I think he could lead us to the Super Bowl or something, man. I don't know. We'll see. But that's all I want to say, Chris.
All right, Lou. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Sorry about the long wait. Let's go to, AP is next up, the next longest. What's up, AP?
Chris.
Yes.
Get right to it.
All right, let's do it.
You know, I think it was Mark and Largo. Mm-hmm. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark and Largo has literally echoed everything I've been saying. And I mean, again, I will say it till I'm blue in the face. We are very talent deficient. And we did Jaden Daniels no favors. Like, obviously, Scary Terry, he's our A1. He's our number one. But the supporting cast of talent that we have in our core and to surround Jaden with is very depleted. We are very deficient. We do not have the horses. When I look at the teams that we compete against, we don't have it. We scare no one. That's why you have the likes of a Chicago Bear team stacking the box against us and not, you know, being fearful of the pass game because we don't have it. We went and got Robbie Chosen. And I mean, I don't know what's out there. You know, shout out to Jackie when she was talking about Jamison Crowder, mm-hmm. because he was a security blanket in his own right for Jaden, along with Olamide Zaccheaus and, you know, the ability to stretch the field and De'Ami Brown. Like, we just don't have the horses. Like, I like Jaden Lane. I think he's going to, you know, definitely be, you know, a solid player in this league. And, you know, shout out to McCaffrey. You know, I've always slandered his name, myself and, you know, Big L. But I think we definitely owe McCaffrey an apology. He's definitely doing it on special teams, and he's definitely stepping up as a wide receiver. But we need more, and it's showing with this team. And, again, to protect Jaden, we need to put the weapons around him and not just have an O-line in front of him, who's also struggling in its own right. But I know you got a lot of calls. I appreciate you taking my call, Bruce.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. That's my guy, AP. Let's get to Ken next up. What up, Ken? How are you?
How you doing?
All right, Ken, what's going on?
Got a question.
Yes, sir.
What were your expectations in the Dallas game? There were a lot of players hurt.
Yeah.
My expectation was that some players was going to step up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see nothing. I didn't see anything. I'm waiting for some players off that practice squad to come up in there and take someone's position. I didn't see nothing. So with that, what I'm saying and what I'm getting to is that we better start taking a look at these scouts that we have out these scouts. I have out there scouting these players because I'm not seeing nothing from them, not anything. These players don't pick themselves to be on their team. These scouts and coaches do. They don't pick them. So what are we getting for our money? We got old players that are out there, linebackers. Yeah, they good, but they good in certain situations. I keep hearing the coach keep talking about speed, and I heard Troy Aikman and Buck talking about what he wants when he went back and looked at the film on that game against Dallas. He wants speed and energy. Where is it?
Well,
I don't see it.
I mean, listen, McGee played 59 snaps last night.
And?
Well, I'm just telling you. I mean, that and Tyler Owens started. I mean, what more do you want them to do?
Come on, man. I look at these other teams, and I'm saying, hold up. How are they getting these players? How come Jaden Daniels don't have the weapons around? We got weapons, but we don't have that kind of talent of weapons. Why are we missing? We're missing something. We're missing something.
Well, if your point is we're missing Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, you're right. Absolutely. They're better than Terry and Debo. But you look at Cincinnati's defense, and they're worse than the Commanders. And they have an injury-prone quarterback. So, I mean, you know, like, every team has a little something-something, right? Just because you have great receivers doesn't mean you're going to have a great team or even a great offense.
But as a good coach, you know how to scheme against that. They keep the thing that was killing me last night, why they keep – well, I understand why they run in zone. You run zone because you're trying to cover up something.
Well, yes, because they're not good enough. They're not fast enough in man. That's the problem. I mean, and that's quite honestly a development issue, and that's a speed issue. I mean, now Amos is developing great, right? But that doesn't mean that he won't have his struggles next year for whatever reason, right? Lattimore obviously had his best game and most important impact last night. They started Tyler Owens, speed. He's in his second year. Quan Martin, again, has regressed. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Sandra still has regressed. Like, they don't have any cyborgs, as I like to call them, right? Real consistent, dominant forces. They have flashes. They have splashes. They don't have the full dose.
Yeah, you got me there. But, I mean, I was looking at some players in that Dallas game to come up off that practice squad roster and do something.
I think you're expecting probably too much, quite honestly. If I'm just being real with you, I think you're expecting too much.
They get paid, so I don't care about
that. I hear you.
They're getting paid.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it. I mean, listen, it's this whole notion of next man up. I know it's a cute thing to say. Next man up does not mean that the same guy that's replacing you or replacing somebody is as good. He's there. He's playing. He's playing. He's there in spirit. He may not be as good. He's probably not going to be as good. I mean, it's just all there is to it. All right, let's squeeze in Rick in North Carolina, and then Dom. We'll finish up with Dominic on the other side in just a couple of moments. But first, Rick in North Carolina. What's up, Rick?
What's up, Bruce?
How are you, Rick?
Boy, you got your... I'm doing good, man. These fans are... I can't believe this guy expecting somebody to come off the practice squad.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, Cade Medrano is active, right? Like, let's expect him to play 60 snaps and defend six passes. I mean, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. I need you expect somebody to come off the practice squad and jump somebody that was already on the regular roster. But we'll be going forward. These next, what is it, four games? We have to go at least 3-1 to get this. If we can be at 6-6 at the end of November, then we stand a fighting chance. But you know, when Jaden injured his hamstring, my immediate thought, Chris, was he's going to be gone for 4 weeks because Lamar Jackson has already missed 3 games and a bye week, and he might not play Thursday. So they have to be careful because look what happened to Dak Prescott last year when you try to rush somebody back from a hamstring. So they're not.
They say he's going to play on Thursday. They say he's going to play on Thursday. We'll see.
Why would you? I wouldn't play him on Thursday. You missed Sunday. Why would you come back on a Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins?
Well, because I think they were just, you know, the indication was that they were just being cautious, right? And even though it's a short week and you don't really fully practice, they felt like they just a couple extra days. Now, again, they could be wrong. I mean, he could take off and he could snap that thing. You know?
Yeah, but I don't really expect to see – this isn't just me. I don't expect to see Jaden back to after the Madrid trip because then you'll have like 5 weeks of hamstring. I mean
– I don't think it's going to be that long. I think it sounds like he's going to play Sunday, but I got to see him go through a full practice. But here's my question for you, right? We can't just treat every hamstring – injury the same.
We just
don't know what the grades are. I mean, it sounds like this is the lowest grade possible for Jaden, but again, they don't give us that information. We don't know what it is for Lamar, but it sounded like it was not the lowest grade possible. And then everybody's body is different.
Yeah, everybody's body. And then we have to listen to Dan feed us a bunch of guards. Well, he's progressing each for the next.
We're not going to miss any Mark. Oop, did we lose him? I think we lost him.
I'm here.
No, I was teasing Dan because he says, you know, we're not going to miss any Mark, you know. I mean, they've missed a bunch of Marks so far this year.
What'd your boy Linnell call him? Captain Slogan?
Sergeant Slogan is what Linnell calls him. Now, which is ironic because if there's anybody that's Sergeant Slogan on our roster here, it's Linnell.
Yeah, man. But like I said, we can get to 66 by the end of November. Yeah. That gives us a fighting
chance. That would be great. That would mean relevant football in the month of December. I got you, Rick. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. One last one. Dominic is with us. What's up, Dom? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. How are you?
Hey, Dom. What's going on, bud?
Yeah, so I'm actually flying up from Tampa Saturday morning to be at the game Sunday night.
Attaboy.
So hopefully, you know, be able to see Jaden.
Yeah.
Play, but you know, for me, I get everybody's points and everything, but you know, and this is just me talking. Can we please stop with this whole Ron Rivera thing? Because about the roster and how he did this, how he did that. Because here's the thing: no one was saying anything Ron Rivera last year when we were in the NFC Championship game. Nobody.
It's fair.
Now all of a sudden, because We're in this skid. Oh, it's Ron Rivera's fault. Ron Rivera's fault. I'm not here to defend Ron Rivera, but this is not Ron Rivera anymore. Okay? Adam Peters had a chance, and someone talked about Zacchaeus, had a chance to re-sign Zacchaeus, didn't do it. Had a chance to re-sign De'Ami Brown, didn't do it. So there's only one person to blame right now. It's Adam Peters for the roster that he assembled. So, you know, it's him. Stop blaming Ron Rivera. It's not him. You know, you put yourself in here, now you got to get yourself out. And
I mean,
hopefully he can. I think he can.
I get your frustration, Dom, but I mean, I would be lying if I said, look, it's not all Ron Rivera's fault. Certainly not. I mean, some of that is on those players. But they are hurting from a depth perspective and from a, hey, instead of adding to what they had to replace what they didn't have. Last year.
Just because that wasn't
the narrative, that was the reality.
Which is a great point. But here's my thing, though, too. Okay? You gave up all these draft picks to go get these guys. You go get a Tunsil, which was a great, you know, great player. Go get Debo. You know, you traded for him. You might not even retain him after this year.
Yep.
You might even trade him in next week.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I don't know.
They could trade Debo. They could trade Debo by next Tuesday. They absolutely could. I don't think they will, but they could.
Right. So, you know, again, this goes back to, and he's the one who assembled it. So, you know, blaming Ron Rivera for, you know, because we're losing, I'm not with it at all.
I got you.
I'm hoping Sunday works. I'll be there. You know,
safe travels. Let me know where you are. I'll try and come by and say hello. Okay.
Absolutely, okay. Will do.
Sounds good. Thank you, Don. Appreciate you. We got to let you run.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Because in college, you see generational talent come out of left field with, you know, mm-hmm. Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence. You know, Fields transferred to Ohio State. He took them to the national championship. Do you think fans are looking for that from just that type of breakthrough from a practice squad player, a draft pick? I mean, you saw what Joe Burrow was able to do.
I think what happens, not that they're looking for a practice squad player or a young undrafted player or a seventh round pick like Bill to become like a Hall of Fame type talent. I think what they want is these guys to come from out of nowhere to make a meteoric leap like they see elsewhere, right? And again, there's different situations, different paths, different structures, different systems, all sorts of stuff, right? But they're like, how come we can't find our Kurt Warner, right? And that might be Wes a little bit, right? Kind of like when you were younger, right?
Kurt
Warner was like a grocery bagger, you know, playing in the Arena Football League became a Hall of Famer and a league MVP.
So Tom Brady would be.
Yeah, Tom Brady would be another example, right? Like, why can't we get that guy, sixth, seventh round, undrafted, signed as a low-level free agent, a Jacob Martin type thing? Why can't we get that guy to be an absolute stud? And maybe, I don't know, maybe they got something with Jacob Martin. But I guess the point is I think that's what they expect. They hear next man up, which has been a football axiom for a long time. John Feinstein wrote a book about the Baltimore Ravens called Next Man Up, and it was that mentality. That mentality is great. That's what you have to have. But again, it doesn't mean that it's one for one, six and one half dozen of the other, right? It doesn't mean if you lose Dorrance Armstrong that you're automatically going to have another Dorrance Armstrong sitting around, because if you did, you'd have him starting, right? I mean, sometimes it works out that way, but very rarely. All right, we got to take a timeout. Dumb Dumb of the Day. It'll be quick. Baseball related next on the Team 980. All righty, yes, indeed. So if you're a free agent, you'd like to probably play with the Yankees, right? In baseball. Especially if you played there twice. But no, not Aroldis Chapman, the fireballing left-handed veteran closer and reliever coming off of a big-time season with the Red Sox. He was asked on the Swing Completo podcast if he'd ever like to play with the Yankees again. Play there twice. He said he'd rather, quote, retire on the spot, end quote. He said further, no way! Not even if I'm dead, end quote, that he would like to play for the Yankees. He said, quote, if I were told that I was being traded to New York, I'd pack my things and go home. I'd retire right on the spot. And if that happens, I'm not crazy. Never again, end quote. Now, he's a three-time All-Star as a Yankee closer, part of a brilliant career, right? He has struggled sometimes with command and control and all that. He was a big part of the bullpen. Yankees made it the postseason every year. But in his final year, 2022, he was removed from the closer role because he sucked. He was sidelined for a month because of a leg infection sustained because of a tattoo. He skipped a mandatory workout and was ultimately left off the Yankees roster. For the ALDS, he didn't sign with them back. He signed instead with the Royals, bounced around to a couple of teams, Royals, Pittsburgh, and then on to Boston last year, 37 years old. Said he didn't have a problem with Aaron Boone. Great. Awesome. The problem is, hey, man, don't cut off your nose despite your face. Shut up. You're not good enough. Even though you're good, you're not good enough to say, eh, I'm not going to play for the Yankees again. That would be like Linnell Willingham saying, eh, you know what? I'm not happy at Odyssey DC. I'm not going to work for 106.7 and 980 again. Oh, wait, he has said that. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Where
I forgot.
Linnell these days?
Coming up next, Linnell Willingham, Burgundy and Gold today. Boy, is he going to be a volcanic rage of fire. Thanks to Wes on the other side of the glass. Thanks to you for all the calls. We'll see you tomorrow at 1. Adios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.